Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, suit on, looking like the dapper dawn. Giving a microphone, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How good is God to me? And part of the mission and the reason that I have a radio show is to become a sharer, more and more of a sharer. You know, I used to hear my mother say it to me all the time, but God blesses you to become a blessing. And I think the more you understand that about yourself, I think the more blessings will flow your way. I think that once you understand the principle that, but it's kind of tied together with some other scriptures, and I'm not too knowledgeable about them, of course, as usual, but I do know what I've heard, you know. And, you know, if you look at something simple as do unto others as you would have them do unto you, wouldn't you want somebody to help you if you needed help? I just know how to get it down there to where I've been able to understand it. If there's a scripture similar that it says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or if that's, you know, in a prayer, would not you want somebody to help you if you needed help? You've heard, you reap what you sow. Do you understand that if you sow discord, that discord is going to come your way? That if you hate, hate going to come your way? If you blog nothing but negative comments about people, your life will be filled with negativity. If all you do is talk about people, then guess what? Somebody got to turn that gun around and talk about you. See, it just stands to reason. So what I've learned in my life and through all the trials and tribulations that I've had is to take those lessons and share them with people in case you ain't heard it from somebody else. See, sometimes, and the reason it seems like I'm redundant at times is which I am, is because I'm always trying to find a different way to say the same thing. Because it's a funny thing, man. You got to hear it a certain way for it to click with you. How many times have I heard a saying and then I heard it a different way that it clicked with me? You know, I've heard this saying right here. Remember this now. Everybody's not happy for you. We've all heard that, right? Everybody's not happy for you. Well, that's very simple. That don't need no explanation. That simply means of all the people you know or do not know, when something happens to you and you're celebrating it, everybody not going to join in on the celebration. That's all that is. But then you take it one step further. My father used to say something to me all the time. He said, son, everybody come with you, can't go with you. I didn't get that when I was 15. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. He said, you're going to lose some of these friends you got along the way. But I don't care where you get in life. Know this right here. Everybody can't go with you. If you are constantly trying to improve yourself, you constantly have to take assessment of the people around you. Because if you are going to continue to go and continue to grow, then guess what? You got to have people that's on the go and willing to grow. Or else, guess what? You're going to learn a valuable lesson. You know, the late boxing promoter, Butch Lewis. I was talking with Butch Lewis one time. And man, what a good brother, man. He say, every successful man is doing what I call, he got rope work to do. He got rope work to do. He got to put in work on rope. And I'm sitting there listening to Butch Lewis and all the money he had made and all the people's lives he had changed and all of the moves he was making and his and incredible skills as a negotiator on behalf of some very, very wealthy people. He was just an amazing man with no education, but he read everything. Butch Lewis read all the papers, all the periodicals. That brother knew everything. He said, you got to put in rope. And I was sitting there listening. He said, here's the analogy, little brother. He said, you are on rope. There's a thick rope. You have on no shirt. You have on some tattered clothes. You have on no shoes. Your shorts is cut off just below the knee and they tatted. You got dirt on you and you're sweating. There's this huge, huge raw rope over your shoulder. There's burn marks on all of your shoulder. Connected to that rope is a wagon. That wagon has all your weight on it. All your responsibilities, all the people you're responsible for, all your children, your wife, your family members, your employees, your co-workers, your friends. They all on that wagon, man. They just sitting there. He's saying what you got to do is you got to pull that wagon up the hill. Now, only thing with it is can't nobody help you pull your wagon. You pull your wagon alone. He said, now, what you can do along the way of pulling your wagon is you can find yourself a good wife, a good woman. He's saying that what that woman does is she get down off the wagon. She fan you while you pull it. She put water on you while you pull it. She put stuff in your mouth while you pull it. She kick rocks out the way while you pull it. But she pulling for you. But she is equally as important as you are on the pull of the rope. He said, you hear me clearly now, young soldier. He said, nah, get this here. He said, it's people on your wagon that you're responsible for. But you want the people on your wagon to help you get your wagon to the top. So what you hope is that they got their foot hanging over the side pushing. They got one leg over the back or maybe both legs over the back pushing. They might have their butt on the wagon, but they pushing with both legs. They back facing your back. Maybe some of them facing you, but one of them got left leg hanging over trying to push. And you hope that all them people on the wagon you pulling is back there at least trying to help the wagon get to the top of the hill. Here go your problem, though. Everybody ain't pushing. Everybody ain't pooking. Everybody ain't pulling. Everybody ain't kicking rocks out the way. You got some people on your wagon that's just laying on the wagon, drinking lemonade, looking at you, talking about how long it's taking you to get your wagon up to the top, looking at you, talking about why this wagon's so slow. Then when you start picking up speed, they want you to pull harder, you to pull faster, you to pull more. Then they want you to throw what you done earned on the way up the hill back on the wagon so they can have more. But guess what? They ain't helping you get more. But they got a sense of entitlement that since you got more, they should have more. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Sometimes you got to kick the people off the wagon that ain't pushing and pulling and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. I thought I could do this with you, and I thought you was going with me, but it's clear to me you ain't nothing but dead weight, and it ain't my responsibility to carry dead weight anymore. I have carried you as long as I have to carry you. You are no longer my responsibility. I'm responsible for my family, my wife, my children. I'm not responsible for you. You got to get off my wagon, because I'm a man on rope. I'm on a mission, baby. I'm pulling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here. The Steve Harvey Morning Show has arrived. Grateful. Man, so grateful. Glad I made it. Can I say thank you, Lord, in case anybody missed it? On behalf of all of us, thank you, Lord. Sure appreciate it. Because the arrival was sweet. As a matter of fact, I appreciate you bringing me home yesterday. In case I didn't say that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Martha the South, Junior, the legend of Nephew Tommy. Junior, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Unc, I got to talk to you about something. Mm-hmm. And I'm serious, man. It's consistency. Uh-huh. The frustration of consistency. Getting up doing the same thing over and over, hoping for a result and not getting it. and you feel like, God, what am I doing? I'm been consistent. How long is this frustration going to last? How long do I have to keep doing what I'm doing before I get the result? Is it a time frame? You just have to be consistent.
Yeah, first of all, why don't you remove the frustration? See, the frustration is brought on by your own expectations of something that you have no idea of the results. What I'm meaning is you are frustrated because you are operating in your own timing.
Oh, God.
See, you want what you want when you want it, without asking God what it is he want when he want to give it to you. So now you frustrated because you're doing the same thing over and over and you're not getting the results you want when the results could clearly be occurring. But instead of looking at what's actually happening and what's going on, you keep looking at the finish line talking about we ain't there yelling. You're like a little kid in the back seat on a long trip. Are we there yet? Now you're frustrating the parents. And so, but you in the backseat, so since you ain't got no parents on this journey, you frustrating yourself. Are we there yet? Boy, just sit back and ride. Are we there yet? Boy, look out the window, occupy yourself. But mama, are we there yet?
Huh.
So the same thing a child does to a parent, you turn around and do it to yourself. Are we there yet? You know what God is saying? Boy, turn around and enjoy the ride. Look out the window. See, you keep looking at the destination and you keep missing the view. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may not be there yet, but look at the movement you're making. Look at the time you put in. You're not enjoying the ride. You keep complaining about the journey instead of enjoying the journey. And so what you doing the same thing every day? It's called discipline. Discipline is doing what you have to do when you don't want to.
Uh-oh.
So now.
Are we there yet?
You can lose the frustration if you stop asking yourself, are we there yet? Clearly, you are not there yet. So stop acting like a baby asking yourself, are we there yet? No, we not there yet. But look out the window and enjoy the ride. You may not be where you want to be, but ain't you glad you ain't where you was?
Boy,
preach.
Ooh, Lord.
Yeah, preach. Man, let's move on. Show
all right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Nev?
Well, Shirley, you know, it goes down in the church parking lot. Church parking lot. Here it is. Come on, cat.
Hello, this is Brendan.
Brendan. Hey, I'm trying to reach
you. How you doing?
How you doing? Brendan, I just want to make sure I got the right person. You the person that you work at first of all, I go to
Saint, what's your name again?
My name Calvin. Brother How Calvin. But I go to Saint Missionary Baptist Church where you.
Okay.
Yeah. So
everything all right? You need
everything's fine. Well, I got a little issue and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Now you work in the before service start, you work in the parking lot
I do attending, yeah.
Yeah, and you tell people where to park and stuff, right?
Right. Were you looking for some employment? You wanna join us?
Nah. The issue I got, man, I've been dealing with this probably about the last 2 months now.
What's wrong, brother?
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to tell you. So the problem is when I come to the church, last couple months, man, my regular car done broke down on me, so I got an old van that I've been
sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, I got an old van that I've been using to get around in. So
right.
Now for the last 2 months I've been riding in it. When I come into the church, you know, you and I find out who you were, but you keep sending me to the back of the parking lot, and then I noticed not on the real. So you sending me to the back, and I'm noticing when I see cars that's like 2010, 2015 cars.
Well, brother, we don't have no set place where we put model car. You know, I just direct the traffic, brother.
Okay, so you trying to tell me for the last 2 months you just direct traffic, but you directed me to the back every time. But a car behind me or a car in front of me, it'll be going to the front.
Nah, where you getting this information from?
I done seen you, man, send people to the front to park. I done seen you do.
Nah, I just put, you know, the bigger vehicles in the back, and certain, you know, it's really no schedule. If you come in, I just direct you to the right or the left. It's really nothing to it, really.
So you're not trying to say so my van being raggedy ain't the reason why I'm being
No, that's not what we're about. Nah.
Okay.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I guess this Sunday.
Let me. I'm gonna tell you about this Sunday.
Make sure.
No. Let me tell you right now. When my van pull up there Sunday, I'm gonna tell you right now. If I get sent to the back, I'm gonna tell you right now. It's gonna be a problem if I get sent to the back.
You don't have to cuss, brother. Just calm down. It's not that serious.
No, it is that serious. Because you see, I got a raggedy ass van. I know that. But see, that's the reason why I'm getting sent to the back, and I know it. Because the car I had before, y'all was sending me up front. So I already know. I'm telling you right now, Brendan. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a problem if I get sent to the back.
Brother, you just singled me out.
I didn't single you out. You are the person that has been sending me to the back, dude.
No, I haven't.
Hey man, why are you
accusing me of something?
I ain't got, because I didn't see it.
No, you are. You're calling me. You're calling me out of the blue, and you're accusing me of something that I'm not doing.
Sent my ragged ass van to the back. You done done it 2 months straight, Brendan.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have. You sent all the pretty cars up front. That's what you're doing. So, but I tell you what, come Sunday, going to be a problem.
Now you're threatening me? Listen, we can meet up at it. We can meet up here before any cars get there. How about that?
I don't care how you want to do it, Brendan.
Actually do know how you want to do it, so bring it then.
Okay, I'm letting you know. My car,
5 a.m.
my van going to be up front come
your van. Your van, it's me and you. How about that? You want to talk tough Tony stuff?
Okay. So you're sweating all up now. You all right? So cool.
Sound like you already did. So I guess I'm matching you.
Okay. Well, no problem.
You're not gonna call. Listen, brother. Listen, you're not gonna call my phone and threaten me and tell me what you think I did when I didn't do it.
I told you, man. You've been sending me to the damn back, man.
We passed what you thought.
Okay.
That's what it is.
No, it's what I know. It's what I know, Brendan. It's what I know, okay?
Well, listen,
you didn't send me.
Where you at right now?
Okay.
Where
you know we ain't got work. You know what? I tell you what. Come Sunday, that's your ass then, Brendan.
No. How about what you doing right now?
What you mean what I'm doing right now? I'm at work right now.
Oh. So you at work calling me about some bull parking spot?
Oh, okay. Oh, look at the cussing Christian now. Look at you.
No.
Look at the cussing.
No. Matter of fact, you. Okay. If you want to do something, let's do it now. Parking lot, I don't care where we at.
Okay.
That's one thing you're not gonna do is disrespect me. I'm telling you that right now, brother Calvin. You bring your ass down here, I'm gonna fold you like a wet piece of paper. You don't know who you f***ing with, okay? I done been locked up 6-7 years. I'm just in the church trying to get my life together. And you think you're just gonna talk shit to me? You got another thing coming, brother. I'm gonna tell you that right now. So if you wanna get it on, meet me in the parking lot right now. I give you an hour to get there, you piece of shit.
Tonight, now you're trying to scare me with your background.
I'm trying to tell you what it is.
Oh, no, you're trying to scare me with your background or something. Like, evidently, I ain't know you had been in jail.
With the wrong one.
I'm just going to say this. Do you know Lester that also
worked?
Yeah,
I know Lester.
He also had a cars parking?
Would you try to buy yourself out of this? This what I'm about to lay on you?
No.
Now you're talking about I know a Lester.
Okay. Lester is the person to tell me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brendan. Your boy Lester in the parking lot got me to prank phone call you. I brought the lockdown out of you, man. Did I bring the lockdown out of you?
I'm going to strangle Lester. Y'all got me out here talking reckless. I should hope Pastor don't hear this one.
Well, hang in there, brother, and do this for me, man. Tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey radio show, man.
Hey, man, if you see somebody Sunday pull up in a van, show them some love, baby. Show them some love.
I might have to call out this week, man. My heart can't take it.
I know where you're going. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, online gamblers place bets on who Kim K will date next. Interesting. Yeah.
Wow. It's big business. I'm going to put $1,000 on me. That's what I'm going to do.
And then Black-ish creator Kenya Burris is booked and busy. We'll talk about that. Also, Cardi B said she washes her hair in onion water. And we'll find out what that's all about. But right now, it is time for Ask the CLO.
I'm crying already. Yes.
I know. Her hair is beautiful, though.
It is.
All right. CLO, here we go. Linda in Queens writes, I'm 57 years old, and I'm dating a man that is separated from his wife. He said when he met me, he didn't need another woman because we're soulmates. Now I find out he's got two other soulmates. How can a man his age still be getting around to all these other women? When is enough enough for men?
Well, when is enough for y'all?
What?
When is enough for y'all? You 57. You done bit into this man's story. Mm-hmm. But now you know he got two other women. So why are you number three?
Yeah.
See, it can't be a triangle unless you the third person.
Mm.
So, you know, a lot of times, ladies, you know, why are you worrying about why he? Because he's so old. He doing it. Because he's stupid. That's how he doing it. He doing it because that's what he been doing. That's how he getting away. That's why he's separated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everything is cause and effect, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he ain't separated because, you know, they at the house happy ever after.
Right.
Right.
He at the house because the wife found out about you and the other two. Now you found out about yourself and the other two. But now y'all writing in about him instead of moving on.
So, I like it. When is enough for you, Linda, you know, in Queens?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody wants the answer to what's wrong with him. Why he still? Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. How you still?
Mm. I like it.
Control mm-hmm. the part of it that you can control, which is you.
Great answer. All right. Moving on to Natalie in Tuscaloosa. Natalie says, my man is telling me no, but my body is saying yes. I want to get liposuction on my stomach and thighs, but I don't want to lose my man. He likes the squishy parts, and he doesn't want me to change my body. I want to marry this man one day. So do I respect his wishes or go through with my procedure? Interesting.
Mm. Well, this ain't really a CLO question. This is a medical question. I don't really know how to answer this.
She needs help, Steve.
I don't know how much squishy we talking about. I don't know how long
if you use
tried
squishy,
to get rid of the
you
squishy,
use that word.
And it's, it's a lot
really
of squeeze.
Know what the squish is causing. You didn't give your age none of that. It's your body.
Uh-huh.
You can do what you want to do.
Squishy.
You know.
She says she wants to marry him one day.
Well,
so
hell, I
won't
lipo, but, you know, I'm scared.
We all and do.
So, you know, I'm,
yeah. We all
well, you go around the room.
All this man. Damn getting up, going to the gym, and
yes.
Still yeah. got a stomach, yeah. you know, yes. and, you know.
Consistency.
You know, oh, then okay, I well, just looked down and figured out it's a trade-off, because I've actually renamed my stomach.
To what?
And it's not called gut anymore, and it's not a pot belly anymore. That entire area around there, I have recalled it and renamed it. It is now called income. That's the income area.
Yes, that's what we keep trying to tell you.
That's what you're I call good. It. I call it the income area. And if you don't care for that, then please
real
move
estate.
On. Yeah, and get you somebody that's trim and fit and poke. So,
but Steve, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What is it do you think as a man, is he upset about her getting, why is he upset about her getting lipo on her body?
Well, a couple of things it could
from be. From a male perspective,
it could be he's insecure that he don't want her to get out there and all of a sudden that makes him look even more out of shape. That could be that insecurity. And then it could be, real honestly, it's just some men that like, he likes him the way she is. It could be true. And when you get rid of it, it don't mean he'll lose you. You know, from what I understand, you ain't gonna be able, he ain't gonna be able to touch you for a while, I know how. You know.
At all.
You gonna be laying up there.
Oh, that hurts.
A bag of tenderizer for a while.
Okay. All right. We're moving on. Thank you. To Cheyenne in West Virginia. Cheyenne says, I'm a single mom of 7-year-old twin boys. My father was watching them for me at my house while I went on a dinner date. They said my father had a woman in my bedroom and he locked the door. My dad denied it and punished my boys. They have no reason to lie. So should I confront my dad about it?
You can, but that ain't going to stop them from being locked in that room that day. They were still right. Locked in that room.
Mm-hmm. He wrong for this. I'm sorry. He wrong for this.
Yeah. But see, I don't understand what the punishment was for.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
If they seven, if they was wrong about it, then just tell them, no, it wasn't in there. But the punishment was to make sure that, well, here's the deal. The man had the woman in the house.
Guilty, yeah.
He punished them because he wanted to make it look like they was lying.
Right, but they told the truth.
Thus the punishment. So now what you going to say to your daddy? And you think your daddy shouldn't tell you the truth? Little girl, huh? He done already punished the boys.
Stitches, get stitches.
You finna get a solid hell no.
Wow.
The babies.
I know. Mommy, daddy had a woman in your room and they locked the
door. Your ass in that room and shut up.
Send daddy's ass home. Send him home.
Yeah. No more babysitting. All right. Moving on. Last one, Steve. Gina in Milwaukee says, I just found out that my stepbrother and my biological sister had sex when she was 24. They've always been best friends, but this is weird. She and my stepbrother want to be together now. I'm cool with it, but his dad and our mother aren't cool with it. Should I stop them from pursuing happiness? Should this stop them from pursuing happiness?
Well, it's too late. They've already pursued it. That's why they want to stay together, because they've been together. They're not related. It's weird, but
it's just weird to them.
They're not related. And I know everybody wanted it to be one big happy family. I got that. But they wanted it to be a happier family. They was thinking way happier than y'all. They was at a whole nother level of happy, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all want a blended family. We're going to go on and mix it up real good.
All right, CLO. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So rumor has it that Kim Kardashian has been trending on sports gambling sites as users place bets on who she will date next. Okay. Okay. You may have your own list, but one list that has been circulating online consists of 20 possible candidates, ranked from most likely to least likely. The top four men are, I think you could have guessed this one, CNN commentator Van Jones, Ray J, who is one of Kim's ex, father of eight, Nick Cannon. Didn't they date before, too? Jamie Foxx. And her ex-husband, Kanye West, also made the list, along with ex-boyfriend Reggie Bush, Kyrie Irving, Dak Prescott, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Michael B. Jordan, and Eminem. Ken has yet to make a comment regarding these online betting shenanigans.
I'm going to put $1,000 on me. I know that's what I'm
going to
do.
You're going to lose that.
And just add it.
That's
just
a
long shot, Junior.
It's a long shot, but if you imagine if I hit, though.
Yeah, if you hit, Lord have mercy.
Oh!
Literally.
Well, that can work.
I knew the Pete Davidson thing was going to work. That didn't make no damn sense. They're just too young.
She needed it for the time, yeah.
Too young, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big age difference.
You know, yeah. I think the better bet would be how long will she be without a partner? Mm-hmm. That's the bigger bet.
That's a better bet. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with, this is what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I'm going to go from today. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking she'll stay off the dating scene for
August 17th.
45 to 60 days.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But in the social media world, that's forever.
Forever.
And I think that's the world she actually lives in.
Yeah, that's her world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got millions of followers.
3 months. 3 months. Yeah.
All right, so moving on to movie news. Blackish creator Kenya Barris is set to do a fresh take on The Wizard of Oz by reimagining the 1939 Oscar-winning musical.
Tommy, who you going to be in that? Which one of the characters you going to be in that, Tommy?
The Tin Man.
Hell no.
You thought I was going to be one of them munchkins, and I'm not going to even go down this road with you. I'm going to be Tin Man.
I had all my money on munchkins. Well, I ain't going
to
lie.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell, who you think fitting to play the lion and all of them. Cause
when they put that cocaine on top of your ass.
Yeah. When they run through the corn, where you going to be?
I'm going to be the Tin Man.
Well, now, it's hard when they running through the corner. Everybody talking about, where the Tin Man at?
And Kenya Barris also teamed up with Snoop Dogg for the Underdogs comedy for MGM. And Kenya Barris is in development, Steve. This should be of some interest to you. He's in development on a Richard Pryor biopic, which he will write, direct, and produce.
I could have played it when I was younger.
Yeah, because you look so much like him.
Yeah,
you did, huh?
Yeah, man.
Younger.
Definitely. You can play him older, though. Can't you play
him? No, I ain't going to be able to pull it off size-wise. It ain't going to add up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to lose that much.
You look good, Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, Richard Pryor ain't ever been 240, so.
I'm hoping
to see 220 soon. That's why I'm on this damn bike.
Richard Pryor weight right now. What'd you have to do today? What'd you have to do today to get on Richard Pryor weight? What'd you have to
probably a combination of COVID and monkey pox.
All right, we're moving
only
on.
Only weight.
Deeply sick.
And a little shot of hepatitis. Just a little shot. at all.
That'll get you down about so what, one night?
Or I could, without anything being wrong with me, maybe, and this is nothing against nobody, so don't take it that way. I'm just talking about what I would have to do to get down to Richard Pryor weight. I'd probably have to get on a little radiation.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
He got to do everything.
But I mean for no reason though. Just in there just taking it. You know.
We mentioned Snoop Dogg. Well, Snoop
and all
Dogg.
That while I'm jogging.
Are you done?
Snoop Dogg has a new breakfast cereal. It's called Snoop Loops. It's coming soon to a grocery store near you. Cute, right? They're gluten-free twist on the classic cereal Fruit Loops, but he promises more flavor and added marshmallows. A portion of the cereal sales will go to charitable organizations. So congratulations yet again to Snoop.
Oh, yeah, Snoop.
Yeah. Also, Cardi B has revealed that she washes her hair with boiled onion water. And she posted a picture of her natural hair on Instagram. It's beautiful. She stated that she started using boiled onion water 6 years ago to help keep her hair healthy. And Cardi B added that it's an odorless rinse and it makes her hair shiny. Experts agree that the onions contain compounds that help to enhance dry, damaged hair, encourage hair growth, and reverse graying. So there you go, guys.
Black women, don't try this at home.
Don't at all.
Cardi B is black.
Onion water.
I'm just telling y'all, Cardi B been doing this for a while. It's a step that she not telling y'all about.
Latino.
And then, and then, a lot of people don't listen.
She fine, though. Ooh, okay. She fine.
I was rubbing onions in my hair like Cardi. Cardi didn't say that.
Now you just walk around coming crying,
up,
looking
we
like
we got to move on. Coming up in 20 minutes after, have you heard of the billion-dollar lawyer in Atlanta? Well, he's got a new client. We'll tell you who it is right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here's a question, guys. What do Donald Trump, Cardi B, the Migos, Waka Flocka Flame, and Gucci Mane have in common? What do they all have in common?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not up for these tests. What? Go ahead. What is it?
I don't know. Jail time?
What is it? Oh, I can't spell Waka Flocka.
Oh, okay. All right, look, they've all hired the same attorney, okay? Donald Trump has hired Drew Feinling. Drew Feinling is known online as the billion-dollar lawyer, okay? He represents high-profile rappers. Trump has retained Feinling to represent him in the 2020 election interference criminal inquiry in Atlanta. Fulton County, Georgia prosecutors have subpoenaed Senator Lindsey Graham, by the way, and former Trump lawyers John Eastman and Rudy Giuliani, among others. Feinling's law firm issued this statement. They said, I may differ politically from many of my clients, but that doesn't change my commitment to defend against wrongful investigations. In this case, the focus on Donald Trump in Fulton County. Georgia is clearly an erroneous and politically driven persecution. And along with my office and co-counsel, I am fully committed to defend against this injustice.
What he meant to say was, I, in my law practice, have found it unflappable to turn down any form of income that meets my retainer fee requirements and culpability of payment.
That's what and then put this on there, and I know damn well he wrong.
Yeah. And I'm going to spend extra time on it so we can all find out that he is wrong.
Hashtag the billion-dollar lawyer.
Lawyers can give each other a bad name. And that's what it is. They give each other a bad name. It's not that they have a bad reputation. They have a bad reputation because of themselves. Because there are lawyers who would do anything for money. I just find it difficult to defend somebody that you know is guilty. But your job is to find the loopholes that will make him not guilty. This justice system we have is corrupt just on the basis that it's built on. Because they say it's supposed to be everybody's innocent until proven guilty. That's not how it goes. Everybody is innocent if they have the money to say they are.
That's the difference.
You can say anything if you got enough money. But if you get a public defender, you finna enter a plea, partner.
All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, I think we might need Sister Odell's divine wisdom because a lot of preachers are really turned up lately, don't you think? We'll get back into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, yet another pastor has gone viral for the wrong reason. This time it's in a Kansas City church, and the unidentified pastor is seen in a viral video blasting his members for not honoring him because they won't spend their hard-earned money on gifts for him. The pastor's sermon was on the topic of taking care of God's shepherd. Take a listen.
Mother, ooh, I'm saying this, and I promise you, Ganita, it's not with respect to won't. I'm saying it because I want you to understand just what God is saying. I even found out that Movado, you can buy a Movado watch in Sam's.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And y'all know I asked for one last year. Here it is the whole way in August. I still ain't got it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters.
Yeah, please get this man this watch. What is this?
I mean, Wilson.
Is this Sister Odell here?
I wear them all the time.
Well, yes, there she is.
My Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Let's just get to it. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell. How you
Shirley,
doing?
How is you, baby?
I'm well. Thank you, Sister Odell.
Hey, Mouth of the South.
She's waving.
Mm-hmm. She going through it. She hot flashes. Her wave is more like a fan. Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Hey, Tommy boy.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good. You know, this is, I just heard that man.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't even going to call him a man of God.
What you going to call
him? Up in there begging and everything, wanting a new watch from Sam. If you're going to go in, Sam's, bring me something I can use. I like that
what?
Large ranch dressing they sell.
Hidden Valley.
You can That's use. Huge.
Girl, they got a ranch in there so big, ain't no, you can't run out of ranch. I have ranch on everything. Doritos, pizza, chicken. Y'all ain't had french fries, ranch. You know, I know you ain't tried this yet. Oh, my niece turned me on to it. Ranch pork chops.
Oh.
Girl, I ate that. I almost cried. So if you're going to go to Sam's, get you something like that. Asking for that little watch, a Movado watch. Who want that?
He does. For a year. He's been
How having... long is that? I think I was going in there the other day.
Yes,
because I had to get some sugar for the church bake sale.
Yes.
And I had one of them little white boys get one of them... Sledge, you know, the little flat one.
Yeah. Oh, the flat bed.
Like a sled.
Yeah.
I had a white boy get it for me because I had to buy 25 pounds of sugar for the bake sale. Had him dang it, bring it out to the car. And I was in there and I passed by the watch section.
Yes, ma'am.
And I seen the watches he talking about. They most of them be black a lot of times. Got that little one dot on it.
Yes, ma'am. That's the one. That's
they it. Ain't that high. Is that what they cost?
At
Sam's, they got to be pretty cheap.
Is they in the hundreds?
Yeah, 500?
$500? For a watch?
I'm guessing.
Well, what? $500 for a watch? What is the watch doing?
It's telling time.
It's telling time.
$500, do it wake him up and then came down there too? $500 for a watch. Girl, his mane must be crazy. And all them ignorant saints in there backing him up. Talking about, that right. That's right. Sit your stupid ass down. Supposed to be in here talking about the Lord and you up in here preaching because they ain't bought you no watch. Maybe you ain't watch word.
Uh-oh.
I thought he said the Lord. The Lord told him to do that.
When did the Lord tell you to beg people for a watch? Where that's at in the Bible? Jonah begged to get out the belly of the whale. Daniel begged to get out the lion's den.
Yeah.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got up out the furnace.
Yes,
you ain't heard no
your body in the Bible as for a timepiece.
Obigo.
That don't make no sense to me. It don't make no sense to me. These churches is going crazy.
Well, thank you.
And I want y'all to invite me back so I can talk to Geno Jennings.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you, Sister Odell. Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is my wet and wild older man. It is not what
they
you
got
think.
All that's never mind.
It's not bad. What you think.
My bad.
Are you insane, Thomas?
We'll get into it in just a bit, though, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank of the day.
Okay, but Carla, when you hear wet and wild, what you think of?
Lipstick. Throwback. Oh. It was 99 cents.
Okay. All right. I'm the only one thinking something else when I hear wet and wild. That's it.
No, you're not the only one.
Okay, thank
Be
you.
Be quiet, Junior.
Just girl, the only one. I know I wasn't the only one. Me and Junior got some nice little get-ups we finna get to. Boy, y'all, dude, that's wet and wild right there.
What? You sent me that. We got
this little short set we finna jam, boy. What?
That's sexy.
All right, chop chop. Let's get to it. This right here, this one that hits home. Everybody's had someone with this issue, but you never tell them that they have this issue.
Really?
Gingivitis is the prank, ladies and gentlemen. Gingivitis.
All up in their mouth.
All up in their gum, their lower gum. Yes. A lot of people don't know they got to get clean below the gums. Okay, below. Yes.
Clean.
Get that. All right, let's go, cat dog. Gingivitis.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And I'm an employee from another floor, and I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention, you know.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before. I've seen you before.
Okay, no. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you, no. So, no. Let me.
Okay, so how did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossip about me has gotten to you on the third floor, and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak.
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night?
What business is that of yours?
I'm just asking. Are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Hey, let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know,
well, why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Damn straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me. But you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they can do because I'm they not, work
I'm
to
not,
me.
I'm not siding with them, brother. I'm not siding with them. But
you're making a call on their behalf. You're siding with them.
Okay, Kelvin.
This is bullshit, man.
Kev, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you're going to approach me like this?
So, Kev, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh,
I mean, when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong, okay? And everybody's saying that it's you, it's your breath. That's just, you know, they saying they leaving the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
That's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you're speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then, if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on, because this conversation with you is really way off base, because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
You work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull. And we going to settle this tomorrow, first thing in the morning. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so-and-sos to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you're going to be their representative, each one of them lying b****es when they get in there, as far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, is going to be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. Because you can get a
Do you think it could be some cavities or something? Do you think you?
Yeah, it's going to be cavity. My foot in your cavity ass is what it's going to be. And whoever else want to try to take it out, they going to get it in their ass. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing
me? Have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours. Why'd you do me this way? Then I tell you.
Can you bring your toothbrush tomorrow?
I'll bring a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them. They'd be balled up, and you will get the mist of cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
Hey, bro.
Calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
Fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not going to change your breath.
I ain't going to worry about it. Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right. So do you want to know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost caused me to say something. You is lying to me. How you going to call brother and do me like that, man? Okay, I got you. You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
All right, man. Give it to me. This 2020, baby. Tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Without a doubt, man. It got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Don't you feel like you just want to go floss right now? Do you feel like you want to... You feel like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I just went to the dentist.
Yes. 6 months clean. I'd be every 3 months. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I'd be every 3 months. Mm-hmm. Every quarter, we're going to do something. We're going to clean. Yes. And that's it. That's the super prank of the day. But you know what? Today is Wednesday. We're only 2 days away from Ready to Love Miami. We are.
Oh, yeah.
Keep tuning in. It gets better and better. Ready to Love Miami. And boy, your boy looking pretty good on there. I think I lost about 5-6 pounds. I think I look all right. Yes.
Oh,
and you can tell I don't have gingivitis.
All right, nephew. Enough of that. Coming up next, it is the strawberry letter for today. The subject is my wet and wild older man. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, We take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my wet and wild older man. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband is 76 years old and I'm 60. I worked with his daughter years ago and that's how we met. When we started dating, he loved having a much younger woman on his arm. But as he gets older, he's getting more paranoid and asked if I would ever leave him for a man my age. I took my wedding vows seriously and he knows I love him. But he's on my last nerve. He's not aging well, and years of abusing alcohol have finally caught up with him, making all of his teeth crumble when he eats crunchy foods. He won't get them fixed or get dentures because he hates going to the doctor. He's been wanting hair implants for years, but he knows we can't afford that, so he wears his hair twisted and he uses a lot of hair products every day. It looks like an old Jerry curl and it hangs long in the back and he's bald on the top. I'd love for him to shave his head and go visit a dentist. We used to have an active sex life, but he's been leaking a little urine after he uses the toilet, and the smell is strong enough to choke a cat. I secretly put a mattress cover on his side of the bed because I didn't want to embarrass him. Between his stinky hair products getting on me and the smell of urine, we haven't had sex in a while, and I'm tired of making up excuses. It literally makes me gag to think of having sex with him now. He still wants it, so something's got to change. The final straw for me was when he urinated on himself in Target this past Sunday.
God, dog.
I didn't make a big deal out of it, but I had to buy him a pair of clean shorts. How can he walk around like nothing's wrong? Would I be low down for leaving him if he doesn't change? All right. First of all, I feel for you. I really do, because he's your husband and you love him. You mentioned that in the letter. But he's turning into an old, smelly, unkept, stubborn man right before your eyes. I mean, he stopped trying. He's become selfish. He's become lazy. That does not work in a marriage. If he no longer cares about himself, what about you? This much younger wife he was so proud of back in the day. Now he's peeing on himself, refusing to go to the dentist and get checked out. I mean, what is it with his teeth crumbling when he eats? Wouldn't that spur him on to go to the doctor? I mean, I can appreciate you not wanting to hurt his feelings, like when he was in Target, you know, you just bought him a clean pair of underwear. But, you know, you want to be gentle with him and everything. But no, what about you in this regard? I mean, don't you deserve a husband who takes care of himself and who gets his regular checkups, dental and otherwise? Yes, of course you do. I really don't know anyone who wants to get old or who likes going to the dentist or doctor. But at 76, he is older. He really needs to go. You say he's paranoid you might leave him for a younger man. Well, I mean, you know, that's a consideration, but he should be more concerned about himself and his health and his quality of life and living and just, you know, not getting sick and all of that. I mean, You can't give up on him either. You got to let him know that you do care about him. You got to talk to him. You got to persuade him to go to the dentist or at the very least, you know, get him some Depends. He's got to do something or I'm sure you're going to be thinking about your future options. At this rate, he's just giving you away. He doesn't care. Cleanliness and hygiene are deal breakers in any relationship, any marriage. You guys got to do something. This is craziness. Steve?
Well, first of all, before I start, I just wanted to say that my response to this letter, I'm not here to help you. I just want to put that out there nice and clear.
What are you here to do?
I'm here to just talk about this letter. Your husband is 76 and you 60. You worked with his daughter years ago, and that's how y'all met. See, what? You probably met him when he was 60. Oh, but time ain't been kind to him. You know, y'all started dating, and, you know, he loved having a younger woman on his arm. But as he's gotten older, he's getting more paranoid and asked, would you leave him for a man my age? And then, you know, you said what you're supposed to say when you write in. I took my wedding vows seriously, and he know I love him. But here go the letter now. But he on my last nerve. And why is he on your last nerve? Well, let's review this. Because he ain't aging well. He looking every bit of 76 plus 5. Yeah, he got 81 wrote all over his ass. Yeah, he ain't doing good. And he ain't even fighting good. He don't even know what to do. See, because he spent years abusing alcohol and finally caught up with him. And the number one complaint, it makes all his teeth to crumble when he eats crunchy food. I'm going to stop right here, because when I get into this subject and tell you what's really happening, I need time. So let's just leave off right here.
On crunchy foods.
All his teeth crumble when he eat crunchy food. We come back, I'll explain all this to you.
Keep it right there. Coming up, part two of Steve's response to today's strawberry letter, my wet and wild older man. We're coming back at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my wet and wild older man. You left
all right,
off at crunchy food.
We back. And this woman she's 60. She's got a husband that's 76. And the problem with it is he's paranoid thinking she's going to leave him for a man her age, which is another 60-year-old. And she honors her wedding vows, but he done started getting on her last nerve. And why is he getting on her last nerve? Because he ain't aging well. No. He got 76 wrote all over his ass. And when you've been abusing alcohol as he has, it's 76 plus 5 or 6 more. He every bit of 81, 82 right now. And he looking. Now, it done got so bad that the alcohol and caught up to him, making all his teeth to crumble when he eats crunchy food. Let's start right here. So you with your man. Y'all up in the morning and y'all eating, guess what? A bowl of Cap'n Crunch. Guess what?
What?
You can't get no more crunchy food. It said on the box, Cap'n Crunch. Why the hell did y'all buy that? You know, good and well, he supposed to get oatmeal. But now your ass is in here buying Cap'n Crunch. He an oatmeal man. Cream of wheat, malto meal, at best tapioca, stuff you can mash with your tongue and swallow. He ain't eating Cap'n Crunch. Now, he don't even know it, but his teeth is crumbling. Now, he eating his teeth with the damn Cap'n Crunch. Because they crumbling while he eat. You don't stop eating. So now you chewing teeth. You don't even know what's going on.
That's what that meant.
Oh. His ass is falling apart. Oh. And every time he finished, he got less and less of a smile. He grinning at you now, and now it ain't even jack-o'-lantern no more.
What is it?
He grinning at you. He just look like Jagged Edge. All his teeth is different sizes across the front and the bottom. They don't even line up no more.
Because he chewed them up with the Captain Crunch.
Because he chewed them up with the Captain Crunch seal. Y'all know good hell where he oatmeal and malto meal from here. Now, then he got that. He ain't going to get them fixed and go get dentures because he hate going to the doctor.
Right.
Okay, most old dudes don't. He been wanting hair implants for years, but he knows we can't afford that. Them hair implants is high as hell. So what he done did, he done started wearing his hair in a twist. Now, when you need hair implants and plugs, and you decide to twist the little bit of hair you got, from overhead, his hair looked like a desert with tumbleweed on it. It looked like the aerial view of a desert with tumbleweeds on it. That means it's twist and 90. You can put a finger between each one of his twists. You can make a fingerprint. You can put a thumb between each one of his twists.
That's
now
far
his
apart
old black
are.
Ass something up there looking like Hulk Hogan, cause he bald in the top.
Yeah.
And it's long round the side. So ain't no hair in the top. He looked like a monk in the top, and he got long braids down the side. He looked like Hulk Hogan.
He looks straight crazy.
He need a headband, but he don't know that yet. Now, on top of all that, it looked like an old Jerry Curl. Where he finding this activator at is beyond me. He in CVS and Walmart talking about where the Proline section at and how the hell y'all ain't got no more Carefree. Cause we don't make it no more. He done wrote the Luster Silk people and can't get a response. It's cause they closed. Just old ass just crying stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Sitting up in here, you got to spend extra time shaking. Sitting up in here old. Just sitting up in here peeing, and then once you stop, you still peeing.
Go to the doctor, dude.
You need to stop. You need to go to a urologist.
Yeah.
And get you some help and get your prostate checked, because it done swole. Now, you sitting up in here just peeing, and then you think you through peeing, and you still peeing on yourself. And get you some black pants. Quit wearing them khakis. Because khakis is a dead giveaway. At least get you some black ass pants so when you're leaking, ain't nobody got to know it. You coming back to the bathroom, standing at the table and down there at Denny's, and everybody know you done peed on your damn self.
Denny's?
Sitting up in here, now you talking about, now the urine is so strong, it can choke a cat. That's because of what he been eating. Got all been eating penicillin, collard green, and drinking Hennessy. That's strong urine. That ain't baby pee. It ain't even urine no more. That's what at that it? Age where it's just can't even call it urine no more. He didn't urinate it. He's urinating. He in there just find stuff in the toilet. He's so strong when he use the bathroom in the toilet, the water stink.
We gotta go.
Then
Steve.
Sunday he urinated on himself in Target. We ain't even got time to talk about that.
She got him some new shorts. Please leave us your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey.
People at Target that took a picture of him, he ain't coming in there next week. I can tell you that right now.
He banned.
Coming up next in a sports talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, former NFL player Aqib Talib's brother is in the midst of a serious situation. Aqib Talib is the brother of Aqib Talib, who was the former cornerback for the Denver Broncos. He's turned himself in after he shot a man after a Little League football game. And this is the problem. This is a game. And he shot the man after the end of the game. And I'm just trying to figure out, man, what is it pushing these parents to over these children after a Little League football game to shoot a man? We're not talking about pros and college. There's no reason to shoot anybody at a sports event. There's no need for that. In front of children.
In his own child.
Oh, this is awful.
And his son was on the team. Yeah. And so now these kids got to live with this outlook their entire life, because you just decided that it's more important about an outcome on a call than showing them the sportsmanship of how to lose. Now they got to deal with this image of you acting like this, man. And I'm just using this as a point to say that there's no game for little leaguers that this should be happening in front of. Your time to be a star.
Well, this is beyond fighting.
Yes.
At games that you see from parents, which is ridiculous. This ain't got nothing to do with sports, athletics,
no
sportsmanship. Mm-mm. This, you killed a man.
Yes.
Over what? You took the life of a human being. You know, these fights when parents get to arguing and they get heated and their kids is involved, that's too much. That turns into fight. But you done killed a man in front of other children, in front of your son, and the man that he killed, his son, watched you shoot his father.
He's traumatized those children.
And you
traumatized.
Got to say, you got to hear my side of the story.
Yeah, so now he want them to say he done turned himself in after they couldn't find him for a while. I'm going to turn my in because y'all need to know my side of the story. Bro, what
story can you tell?
No, no. You're still alive to tell it. That's
Nobody give a damn about your side. He's ruined so many lives.
He really has.
His son's father going to prison because he killed a man. His little friend's father, he won't have a father anymore. Not to count the other children, the suffering that these young kids got to go through who witnessed it. Your wife, the mother, the father.
Grandparents.
Horrible. It's a horrible story. Horrible. All right, Junior. Thank you. Yeah. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know where all of your underwear is? Do you just know where it is? A retired stripper in Las Vegas is auctioning off Prince Harry's underwear from a trip he took to Las Vegas back in 2012. It all allegedly went down in a hotel room at the Wynn in Vegas, and TMZ reported that Harry took off his clothes while gambling, and that when the stripper grabbed his that's when the stripper grabbed his underwear. 10 years later, the stripper is now retired, but she's held on to Prince Harry's underwear, and she's trying to sell him for at least $1 million. Now, online bidding for Harry's underwear will start tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and will kick off with a $10,000 bid. So here's a question for you guys. And we've been to Vegas a lot of times now. You know that.
Yes.
Have you ever left?
I just got back. Go ahead.
You just, yeah. Carla, okay. Come on. Carly just got back. That's right. Have you ever left a pair of your underwear in Vegas?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm not going to say a pair. You need to up the number.
Yeah. I've left drawers, socks, shirts.
Outfits.
Yeah.
There's a lot of drawers in Vegas.
What?
Somebody could possibly
Why?
Have your underwear?
Oh, ain't no doubt.
Ain't no doubt.
Well, if we selling them, I can get a pair of his drawers tomorrow if we selling them. I go get them.
You go out there. Now, you ain't going to get them from no prostitute, but a lot of people out there. It was so wild for me in Vegas. I know they're out there because I couldn't find them. There wasn't nothing to pack. Yeah.
Just,
well, hell is my
jaw. A pair of Steve Harvey's underwear, how much do you think they'd
well,
be?
Well, here's one thing I know for sure, because one time I couldn't find my underwear and I had to look, and I had a pair that was spinning around on ceiling fan. That's how I found them. And
so
I don't even remember how they got up there.
Okay.
Wow, it got
they was
wild
on that ceiling fan, and I was trying to cut the lights out, and I messed around, hit the switch, and it started to fan. And that's when I saw them. I was able to pack them and take them home. But it's been some draws. I found some draws one time in the toilet.
What happened?
What are you doing?
I was leaving out the door one time going to gamble. I found some draws on the doorknob. You know, I just was just discovering draws. I didn't have that problem. I know good and hell well somebody got Prince Harry draws.
So let me ask you this, Tommy. Let me ask you this, though. Are we limiting the cities? Is it just in Vegas? Is it nationwide?
No. I'm not talking about no other city. I'm not doing that. I'm not from Vegas.
Only in Vegas.
I'll tell you for a fact, at the All-Star game in Philly, I know good and hell well three pair of drawers somewhere in Philly at the All-Star game. I remember that. That weekend. Woo!
I can tell you this here. At the hoodie award, good God. Draws everywhere. Just hot tub draws.
At the Athenaeum Hotel in Detroit.
Yeah.
I know good and hell well. I know good and hell well. Some draws in there.
Hey, these all major cities. Any minor cities like
Canada,
Augusta, Georgia.
Niagara Falls. I know mine running somewhere. Some running through some.
I didn't understand the question.
I was saying, all them is major cities, Philly's and Detroit. Like, is there any little cities, like smaller cities, like Augusta, Georgia, anything like that?
Sure.
You got draws in.
But the boy, preview.
Tell you something. Something happened one night in Tuscaloosa.
You don't even want to talk
they
about
was
it.
Living up to, it was tugging and loose that night. Tuscaloosa. He got it. He was a little ignorant in there, boy. Oh, Lord have mercy. And let me tell you something. It's shown up some draws in Houston. Good Lord. My.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll tell you how you can register to win $1,500.
I used to be boarding a plane in Houston and would turn around at the door and give the city a round of applause.
We'll be right back.
And then turn and go to my seat. Houston!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we have teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash to create your own summer escape. That's right. And all you have to do to enter and get rules is visit steveharveyfm.com. $1,500 cash. Did you hear what I said? $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all of the info at steveharveyfm.com. Sip happiness with Seagram's Escapes, your new summer favorite. A little extra money is always a good thing, especially with the kids going back to school. So my girl, Carla, I have a question for you. What would you do with $1,500 right now? Extra, you know, a little extra, you know, cash. What would you do?
For back to school, is that what you're saying?
Right.
What these teenagers want, that's just one pair of Jordans.
for top. That's
I'm
it.
Not taking my $1,500 spending it on the damn
So, yeah, you're going to buy some clothes for Tasha. What about treating yourself? You love the spa. What about treating yourself to a spa date or something?
Absolutely. You know I love a good spa, the whole spa experience, and then afterwards, lunch. I love it. Yes. So that'd be nice.
Well, while you're there, make sure you take some Seagram's Escapes with you.
Yeah. And be happy. Sip happiness.
Yeah. Sip.
And sip on some happiness. Sip happiness. That's right. Happy going back to school for Tasha, too. Wow. Yes.
A lot of kids going back to school this week. A lot of kids started yesterday.
Yeah. My son started Monday. Mm-hmm.
Back to school.
All right. Thank you, Carla. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we go. Time for Would You Rather. Would you rather jump rope naked or wear a helmet during sex?
B.
I'm gonna walk B.
Put this helmet on. Strapping up.
That jump rope will wear you out, man. You just all over the place now.
Yeah. And when you miss naked, when you miss, you're gonna have wet marks on your leg. And I can't take the up and down. That's too much banging.
And when you get it caught up in that rope, that's tangled. Ooh. That's entanglement. That's entanglement.
But I'm going to faint, though. Because I can't slam into my thighs 10 times and still be conscious. I can't do it.
No way in the world.
There's I'm just no faint. Way.
That's going to be some short rope jumping.
Back.
Steve ain't fell. Steve unconscious.
Putting his helmet on. It's going to look like I'm going bike riding, but I'm not.
All right. Would you rather wink at every woman you see or bark at every woman you see? So what are we doing? Are we winking or are we barking?
Whatever's going to get your attention.
You're going to wear your eyes out winking. That's just... You're going to be sleeping after a while.
You're just barking.
Yeah, I'm barking. Winking.
I'm going to tell you, that bark is going to get on your nerves. Hello. It's going to get on your nerves. All that barking gets on your nerves. I done been around the bros before and just went, man, I got to go home. It's too much.
Too much.
Damn, but I can't do it no more. Dog team. Yeah, man.
You don't bark no more.
Then you got the new young bros. You know who they are. Yeah, okay. You got them old bros that make you give it to them.
So you guys want to wink. Would you rather bathe in pickle juice or would you rather bathe in warm hot dog water?
Yeah. That pickle juice can't get up in there. No,
pickle juice gonna create a problem. Woo! That pickle juice can't touch now one of them openings, fellas.
No.
I'm saying.
But hot dog water can?
Hot dog water.
It's just warm water.
Yeah, ain't no vinegar in that. I want that hot dog water.
Yeah. My brothers, let me tell you what my brothers used to do. They was some honor ass dudes. They would eat all the hot dogs and pour the hot water juice in a bowl with some crackers and tell them that was soup.
You did that to me. Don't be talking about nobody else. You did
that. Well, I had to learn it from somewhere. I thought it was a good thing to pass on.
Yeah. Family tradition.
You know how many times I ate that thinking I had some damn soup? I really did. I swear. Yeah.
I told him it was raw. All right. We'll be back in 49 minutes after with our last break of the day and, of course, with some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Wednesday, hump day. Steve, I see you humping over there on that bike.
Yeah, on this bike. I'm trying to lose some weight. I ain't do a good job of the bike today. The pedaling really slow, but I've been up here, so.
How much you weigh?
About 238.
What's your goal?
And what do you want to get down to?
About 222.
And then what? And then what?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take 2 weeks off and just go on tour.
On tour?
Yeah, as an R&B singer. Yeah.
The no shirt tour.
I ain't gonna be selling a lot of tickets, but it's gonna be a lot of lounges. Yeah. Oh man, hell no, Steve Harvey tonight? Yeah. I'm gonna just be doing a hospitality too. I'm gonna be singing at all the company, and you know where they had a free breakfast, waffles. I'm gonna make appearances there. I'm gonna show up at a Holiday Inn Expresses. Any hotel that's got a small lounge in it. You know.
First song just, you out the gate. What song is it? First song.
With no shirt on.
Yeah. Jazz, let me. That's the one right there.
No shirt on. They can see all the ab work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there ain't gonna be no abs at 220. I just won't look like I'm in my first trimester. That's the goal. It's just not to appear as though, I'm in my first trimester. That's all. I just don't want to look like I'm expecting anything. You know, a woman can do that. You know, women have children and all that. Mm-hmm. Women look cute. They know how to wear theirs. They got outfits to go with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We ain't really got nothing for pot bellies that look good.
But Steve, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Does it matter to you that we, your friends, for many, many years, have told you that you look good? I'm sure Marjorie tells you the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, does it matter to you that we tell you that?
Yeah, I appreciate all that, but I know you're lying.
We're not, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen you naked, but we like. You look good.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I know you're lying.
You ain't seen him then. You got to
say. Yeah, you know, you want to keep my ego up and keep me coming to work.
Right.
You know, excited about seeing y'all.
Are you thinking selfish on our part?
Oh, hell yeah. This got something to do with job security. Oh, I know that.
Oh, baby,
I know that.
Good.
I'm not stupid. Oh, you look good, Steve. Shut up.
You know what it is, huh?
Keep coming to work.
You look good. Don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, you look good. Don't worry about it. Don't stress yourself out.
Bigger size.
Yeah. Next question.
You do look good, though. I don't care what you say.
What you say, Shirley? Let me call her.
What makes you feel unstoppable, Steve?
Really, my faith. Yeah. Mm. I think everything is possible because of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, so far, I've been unstoppable. You know, I may not have reached certain level that other people have, but that may not be my place. And I'm okay with that. You know, I've gotten comfortable with my place. You know, you got to quit looking at everybody else's accomplishments. I'm not Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry's place was to create Tyler Perry Studio. I don't really got to have Steve Harvey Studio. I don't even want to be in them that much longer. So,
while creating,
truth be told, you know, Tyler's a different vision. I'm not a movie star like Denzel. I saw my face on the screen 25 feet tall, and I went, need to get back on this little box TV. Features and, down, so
yeah,
like y'all Denzel on Zoom, gets, like stick your face right up against that Zoom camera. It's shocking.
Talking about the Zoom camera,
dog. That's but, Zoom. You ain't even in the theater,
dog. I get that, but the mirror in my bathroom, I shocked.
I'm telling you right now. So my faith keeps me unstoppable. You know, I have no fear of failure.
You don't.
No, I have no fear of failure at all.
Even if you fail, you just try it again.
I understand the process.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I just failed at three things recently this year that I had been trying for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that wasn't God's will for me. So it went away. So I just keep trying. I got something else new I'm working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you get to your, Okay, that's cool. I like that. When you were younger, figuring out what you wanted to do, when you finally started making it, did you think to this point, did you think you'd be where you are now?
Oh, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. I didn't see this life I had. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. And it amazes me when I hear celebrities talk about, you know, I always knew I'd have this type of life. Really?
Right.
Really? I didn't, because I didn't even know it existed. Uh-huh. Well, I didn't. Okay. Well, how can I want something I don't even know there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like little kids dreaming of taking yacht trips. Yacht trips? I didn't know yachts was available.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know they had a program for that. I didn't know they built them that big. I didn't know they leased them. I didn't know you could buy. I didn't know nothing. So to sit up here and all of a sudden be able to or be fortunate enough to and then act like you always knew you'd be here, that surprises me, man. No, it's this thing called grace, God's unmerited favor.
Amen.
That God does something from you, for you, a lot for you, that you don't even deserve. And matter of fact, I want to quit talking about it right now.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.